was so glad when I woke up. So glad my clock was wrong. Amen. Now all we have to do is go to bed an hour earlier tonight, and we will always be on time. Amen. God is good. Amen. We praise the Lord for his wisdom. Amen. In changing the seasons. It would be a boring world if every day was the same, wouldn't it? Amen. But he gives us challenges each and every day, and he gives us a variety of weather to experience. Some try us, and some give us pleasure. Amen. And we're entering into the winter season. Amen. We want to, this morning, very briefly, because this is our communion Sunday, very briefly look at the gospel according to John in chapter 3. And it is the familiar story of a man who was one of the elders in Israel who came to Jesus, and his name was Nicodemus. And we've heard the story. Everybody knows that story, right? Raise your hand if you know the story of Nicodemus. Amen. All right. So this is really just refreshing our memory and also trying to bring out some things that we all should know, especially those of us who are grown up in the kingdom of God, those of us who are elders in the kingdom. All right. We read that there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. Now, you see, he wasn't an ordinary Jew, but he was a ruler of the Jews. He was somebody that had authority in the kingdom of Israel. He was a ruler of the Jews. And said, the same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. And the Bible says, Jesus answered and said unto him, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. And Nicodemus saith unto him, how can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? How many have heard this story before and understand what the new birth is all about? You know, when we are born into Christ, it says that old things have passed away. All things have become new. But Nicodemus now was a ruler of the Jews. He was an elder in the house of God, in the kingdom of Judea and of the kingdom of God. And yet he didn't know these things. He asked, how can a man be born when he is old? How many understand what being born again means? Do you understand this morning what being born again means? He said, how can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? That's just a carnal thinking, carnal-minded person trying to understand a spiritual phenomenon. You understand? And a lot of times we find out that those who are supposed to know really don't know. So I'm talking to the elders this morning, and I'm asking you if you understand what it means to be born again. And if you understand what it means to be born again, then you and I can teach the younger ones what it means to be born again. But if you don't know what it means to be born again, you can't teach your children what it means to be born again. And the title of our message this morning is Things That Old Folks Should Know. How many old folks we got in here? Come on, raise your hand. If you're over 25, raise your hand. All right, I'm calling you old folk today. Things old folks should know. Now, Nicodemus was not only an elder by way of age, but he was an elder and a ruler in the kingdom of God. And yet that he had something missing in his spiritual outlook in life. He hadn't delved deeply into the Spirit of God, but he was one who was looking with his eyes on what his eyes could see in the natural rather than having spiritual insight and understanding things which could not be seen with the natural eye. And to him, birth was when you come out of your mother's womb. And so he didn't understand Jesus at all. And we see here that Jesus is astonished because Jesus has to say to him, Nicodemus, you are a ruler in the kingdom of God and you don't know about the new birth? Hallelujah. How could this be? These are things that old folks should know. Hallelujah. First of all, old folks should know that you can't go. Look, what's it say? The same came to Jesus by night. Old folks ought to know that you can't go creeping around in the middle of the night because we're children of the day. And old folks should know that, you know, you really need to have enough courage to. If you're curious about something, you ought to have the strength and fortitude to let everybody know that you're curious about it. Because, see, Jesus had gotten real popular amongst the people, but amongst those religious, the high religious order, Jesus was unpopular because he was a threat. And so he was sneaking around in the dark trying to find the truth. And when he finally got to the one who had the truth, he found out that he really didn't know anything at all about the truth. These were things that old folks should have known. Jesus answered in verse 5, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of the water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Old folks are supposed to put a difference between flesh and spirit. Old folks are supposed to know that in your mind, you cannot be successful by concentrating on things that your eyes see and on things that your ears hear, but that there's a component in your soul because you've been around a long time. You've had some dreams and you've had some visions, and so you've got to know that there is a difference between the flesh and the spirit. You may have been on some occasion taken out in the spirit and experienced visions of the Lord or having seen angels. If you are seeking the face of God, you have had some experiences. And so you ought to know that the spirit is not the flesh. And that there is a birth to be had by every man that is necessary to propel you into eternity. The parting of the mother's womb is insufficient to propel you into eternity. It just brings you in to this miserable world and this miserable existence. It brings you into the classroom of life. It brings you into hard times, tough times, some good times, some bad times, but it all pertains to what's going on down here. But there is a birth to be had where something on the inside of you comes alive that before has been lying dormant and has no awareness of a mighty God who lives in heaven. Hallelujah. And it causes you to understand him in a way that you've never understood him before. And you understand that it's a spirit that gives life and that the flesh profits nothing at all. That which is born of the flesh is flesh. That which is born of the spirit is spirit. Nicodemus seemed astonished, stymied, and he just couldn't get it through his head. And Jesus said to him, "Marvel not that I say to you, you must be born again." Why are you marveling? It sounds like something that you've never heard before, but you should have heard this before because you are a ruler in the kingdom of God. You should have heard this before because you are a teacher in the kingdom of God. You can't be a ruler. You can't be a teacher unless you know some of the secrets of the kingdom. There are things that the world cannot see that the teachers in the kingdom see. And if you're a teacher in the kingdom, you're going to have to see some things, know some things, and understand some things that others do not know, see, or understand. Hallelujah. But you're marveling at the revelation that I have just given you when you should have known this just by looking around. You should have been able to observe that there are things that are of the flesh and things that are of the spirit. And your birth here and your presence here in the earth is not a guarantee that you will live forever. Marvel not, he says, that I said unto you, you must be born again. Don't you know this? Listen, he says, the wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell whence it cometh or whither it goeth. So is every one that is born of the Spirit. Hallelujah. You can't tell by looking at them, but you can tell by the wind of their life, the fact that it blows good things. Hallelujah. You might not know where I'm going, but where I go, you will see when I leave something behind me. Hallelujah. Have the power to change the atmosphere. That's the way the children of God are. And elders in the kingdom need to learn to be led by the Spirit of God. For the scripture tells us that those who are led by the Spirit of God are the sons of God. And the Spirit of God is the mighty wind of God that blows on our lives. In the day of Pentecost, when the Spirit came and the Holy Ghost came, it said there came the sound of a mighty rushing wind. And that sound needs to accompany you and I in our lives so that we know for sure when the Spirit is moving upon us, so that we can understand that there is a life which overrides this life. There is a life that can change every situation in your natural life. It is the power of an endless life which is found in the Spirit of the living God. That which is born of flesh is flesh, but that which is born of spirit is spirit. And the Spirit rules. It is the Spirit that gives life. The scripture tells us that the flesh profits nothing. But we're concerned today about our physical appearance and about how good we look, how well the body is preserved. If you don't believe me, the next time when you get up tomorrow, look in the mirror. See how long you stand there admiring yourself, saying, "Oh, don't I look good?" And then you think you look better after you shave, you men. And then after you do your hair, ladies, you marvel at yourself. "Oh, I do look good today." Don't forget, it's just flesh. God wants to know how you look on the inside. And when You want to see how you look on the inside. The mirror on the wall can't tell you. But the Bible tells me, the scripture says, thy word, O Lord, is a mirror. And when you want to know how you look in the spirit, you've got to look into the mirror of God's word. Because in the word, you will find all of your flaws and all of your faults, all of your failures, and you'll also find all the things that you're doing right. So if you're going to judge yourself at all, don't judge yourself by the flesh, but judge yourself according to the mirror of God's word. And the Bible says, my words are spirit and life. It's the spirit of the word. Hallelujah. That will determine your beauty as far as God is concerned. How well you keep his word, how well you honor his spirit, how well you honor his word, how well you keep his commandments, how well you walk in honesty, how well you do the things that he requires of you. Things that grown folks should know, old folks should know, so that they can teach the younger. Nicodemus answered and said, how can these things be? Now, after that explanation, he's still wavering because he's never given it a thought. Don't you know that there's some of us who worship God in the flesh? We come to church every Sunday. We might even shout hallelujah. But on the inside, are our hearts rejoicing in his presence? Hallelujah. We've got to get out of the habit of worshiping in the flesh. Remember the instance where Jesus' disciples came and they heard these folk praising God, and they were making a mighty noise. They were tearing up the place. and they said to him, Look at this noise all these people are making. How loud they're praising and worshiping. And Jesus said, the day cometh and now is when they which worship the Father shall worship him in spirit and in truth. You see, when you're conscious of your physical appearance, you're not yet ready to worship God. When you're self-conscious, you're not God-conscious. And when you're God-conscious, you are not self-conscious. When you're worried about how you look, or when you're worried about who's here, who's there, who sees you, you are not conscious about the fact that God is watching you. When you're conscious about being in the presence of men, you are not conscious about being in the presence of God. One is flesh and the other is spirit. That's why Jesus said, when you pray, he says, go into your closet and shut the door. And sometimes, you know, then how can you pray in public and go into your closet? You still, if you're praying in public, you got to go into your closet. If I stand here and pray for you today, the first thing I've got to do is go into my closet. I've got to go to a place where I'm not worried about men hearing what I'm saying, but I've got to go and find a place where only God can acknowledge my presence. Hallelujah. I'm not worried about you acknowledging how spiritual I am. I want God to be pleased with my life. Hallelujah. Nicodemus is still struggling, saying, how can these things be? Because he's a man accustomed, just like all the rest of the Pharisees, worrying about the long robes and the things that they wear, worrying about the greetings in the marketplace. Oh, how you doing this morning, Reverend? Oh, I'm doing fine. Thank you. God bless you. And we do all of these things to be seen of men. We who are grown need to grow up so that we understand that it doesn't matter what happens when we're in the presence of men, how we appear to men. But it always matters how we appear to God Almighty, because only He can make the difference in our life. The key to the new birth is not in pleasing men, but the key to the new birth is pleasing God. So Jesus asked him and said unto him, "Art thou a master of Israel, and knowest not these things?" Jesus called him a master. Master of Israel. First of all, we know that if anybody is a master, that means he has some people under him or people who look up to him. But also, you see, master is a word that we use when we have fully accomplished something. Those of my brother, he has mastered the piano. He's a master, hallelujah, of the keyboard. Or you might be a master in teaching. You may be a master at whatever craft you have. And when you become a master, it means that you know everything about your craft. And if your craft is the kingdom of God, then you need to know everything about it so that when somebody comes along with something, you either understand that it's right or it's wrong. You and me, those of us who are masters, who call ourselves masters, who call ourselves teachers, hallelujah, need to know what the truth is, else we'll teach the wrong thing. Hallelujah. How many have been taught wrong things before in life? We all been taught wrong things by people who meant well. They just didn't know any better. Hallelujah. But we all have been taught wrong things. But we've been taught some good things. Hallelujah. But we need to get to the point where we perfect our relationship with God. And the only way to do that is to experience the new birth. And that new birth begins with receiving Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. Nicodemus wasn't the only one. None of the Pharisees knew these things. None of the Sadducees knew these things. And none of the other sects or cults that were there in Israel at the time knew these things, because Jesus was the revelation that God sent down from earth to reveal these things to us. So we do not condemn one another for not knowing, but what we do is we encourage one another to have a spiritual mind to see deeply into the things that apparently are hidden from us. But the Bible tells us plainly, it is to the glory of God to conceal a matter, but it's to the glory of kings to search them out. If we are to be kings and queens in the kingdom of God, it is our duty to search out the hidden things of God so that we will always be aware of the spiritual component of a thing, and not just the physical, but the spiritual. And we need to be spiritual on all levels. Everyday life, we need to think in the spirit, walk in the spirit, speak by the unction of the spirit, use the wisdom of the spirit, and understand that men may not love us for who we have become. But we must continue, nevertheless, becoming what God is calling us to become. Verily, verily, I say unto thee, we speak that we do know and testify that we have seen, and ye receive not our witness. Hallelujah. This is what Jesus is saying. I'm telling you things that I have seen. I'm testifying of things that I know. Unfortunately, you are not hearing and not receiving, he says, what we're saying. He said, if I have told you earthly things and you don't believe and you believe not, how shall you believe if I tell you of heavenly things? What he's saying to John is there are some spiritual things that pertain to people on earth while they're on earth. There's still some spiritual things. And if you can't believe that while we're here on earth, that there are spiritual things that pertain to our walk, then how will you ever believe that in heaven there are spiritual things? Because don't forget, the spiritual things of heaven are far greater than those things which we experience here in the earth. How will you believe? Things old folks should know. Old folks should know by experience that there are some things that you just can't get your arms around. But because they are written in the Word of God, you're forced to say, compelled to say, just because Jesus said it, I believe it. I might not be able to understand all of the things that are written in the book, but I've got to be able to say by faith, because Jesus said this, I believe it. I may not be wise enough. I may not be educated enough. But just because it's written, I've got to say it is the truth. Whether I understand it or not, I've got to receive it. This is something that old folks know. They know that there are some things that are too high for them, but they don't dismiss them. Only rash and immature people dismiss things that they do not understand. And so Nicodemus, pondering, baffled, has to come to the conclusion that Jesus is right. As a matter of fact, he already knows he's right. All he's saying is, I just don't understand. He knows that Jesus came from God, because he said, nobody can do what you do except God be with him. And that is one of the things that old folks should know and recognize. When you see the moving of the Holy Spirit, you know that it is the work of God. Amen. God bless you this morning. Hallelujah.